Jeremy, it's a pleasure to meet you and to be here with you today. And I'm super stoked for the music that you've come out with. So love that we get the chance to chat with you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
If you're okay with it, before we jump into talking about your new Christmas single that's out, I would love to ask you how you got started in music in the first place.
Yeah, for sure. I was about 3 years old when I told my parents I was going to sing forever.
Wow.
And that this was going to be my job. I don't know how a 3 year, I guess maybe 3 year olds say stuff. I'm going to be a veterinarian, or I'm going to be, you know, a doctor or some, but I was actually, that was what it was for me and my parents. I don't know. They saw something so young. So at such a young age, and they poured into that in me and helped me sing wherever I could. And so I started singing everywhere I possibly could, ended up becoming a worship leader when I was 15. And then I was singing at every talent show I possibly could sing in, try to find somebody that would sign me to a record deal. And finally American Idol happened when I was 19, I think. Wow. And everything changed from there.
Yeah.
And then so much from there happened, you know, being on the road, of still on staff at a church as a worship leader, started touring, doing shows after that. And then about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, The Voice happened here in the States, and my entire life changed.
Wow.
Really this time. So here we are. Now I'm talking to you. So.
Oh, that's so good. That, what an exciting journey.
It's so unbelievable sometimes to like sit in. I'm so thankful for what God has done. Like, I don't know. I think people call it like imposter syndrome or something, but like, I think I genuinely recognize that like, I don't deserve this, but God has been so gracious. Yeah. And, yeah, so intentional with my life to give me my dream since I was a little boy. So,
oh, that's feels good. So good. Well, we're really excited for you. I heard that you love Christmas.
I do love Christmas. I like to call myself Mr. Christmas.
That's amazing. Yeah. Where did the love for Christmas come from?
I grew up in New York City, and like Christmas in New York is like
beautiful.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's wonderful. It's like the movies, you know, like going to the city, like into Manhattan, seeing those lights, growing up in New York already makes you feel like you can do anything.
Yeah.
Like it's just such big dreams out there. And so I don't know. I think it comes from that. I have a really big family. I'm one of six kids. I've got 19 nieces and nephews. I've got my daughter. And so Christmas time was just such a big thing. And in my culture, being Hispanic, being Puerto Rican, like, it's like, this is our time of year, man, for parrandas and, you know, all the Spanish instruments, like the güiro and all the different things that we play. And it's just a good time. It feels like family. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. You have a new release, Silver Bells, which is a Christmas song. So congratulations, first and foremost, for that. What inspired you to choose that song?
Okay, so Silver Bells, I was sitting with my record label and we were going over songs that we could do. We wanted like some classic Christmas song to like make our own. And I remember they sent me a list and I sent that list to my mom. And I was like, Mom, what do you think about this? Like, help me pick a song. And it came down to two songs, Silver Bells and another. And Silver Bells was just the one. It was beautiful. It was so classic, and it felt like New York City by Rockefeller Center tree and like Christmas time. And
yeah.
And so, yeah, that's why it's really cool. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for my friend, Riley Clemens, who's jumped on the song with me, and she's so incredible. Her vocal is spectacular. I'm a fan like of her music. And so I remember being in the studio with her and being like, I have this problem where I keep fangirling over everybody. And it's not, my team's like, you got to stop doing this. I'm like, no, I love Christian music, man. And so, yeah, it's good.
We just had Riley here in Townsville a couple months ago. And so I think getting to meet her firsthand and knowing even that experience from our end, I think we were excited for you when we saw that you got to do that song with her. So that's huge.
So yeah, she's great.
Now, as a Christmas enthusiast, do you have a favorite holiday memory or tradition that has continued to stay with you even today?
There's a lot. It stresses me out trying to think through one. I think my favorite thing that we do is we wear matching Christmas pajamas on Christmas morning every year. I mean, even my dog wears the Christmas pajamas. If we just bought some Grinch pajamas for him to match.
That's amazing.
And he's this Maltese mix, and he's so cute. His name is Oliver. And after we open presents, we have all the stuff, we play stuff, we have breakfast together, we watch movies. We literally, about 2 p.m. in the middle of the day, we all go to the movie theater in the Christmas pajamas and watch a movie every single Christmas. So
That's
whatever's
awesome.
new in the theater, we just go and watch it that day. And so it's like slowly become such like a tradition for us, and I love it. I don't know, it's not anything crazy, but it feels good.
I love that. I love that. So is Silver Bells going to be your only Christmas release? Is there more coming? What does that look like?
For Two Christian Radio, Silver Bells would be the only one this year. But Silver Bells was actually a multi-track single. I also have my version of Do You Hear What I Hear out right now, wherever you listen to music. And that's very exciting. Whitney Houston is the greatest singer of all time for me. And so she has the most spectacular version of it. And I don't know, I think I pulled some of the soul and different things from her version for sure. And so both songs are out right now. I'm very excited about them.
Can you talk a little bit about your creative process in the behind the scenes of creating these songs, getting to sing them, working with people like Riley?
Yeah, for sure. So we've been working on my album for a whole year now, and which is crazy to think. And then these Christmas songs have also kind of simultaneously been, were taking place. And really what it is me just going into the studio. Because I'm on tour so much, it's kind of like super intentional. So the time is set aside. We pick the producers we want, co-writers we want. Throughout the year, every day, I feel like God is kind of like breathing music into me, if that makes sense. If I can paint a picture, I feel like the Holy Spirit really just kind of gives me melodies and titles and words. And so my phone just is a hum has a humongous pile of stuff. Words, titles, songs, melodies, and whenever it's time to go write or go into the studio, I just take what I have and I just pull up my phone and I pray first. I'm like, Lord, what's going to come out of today? Like help us get there. Write the song with us. And and then I think I'd like to say that I was born like a creative person. Like that's in my blood. That's who I am. But when that creativity aligns with like the presence of God, like the Spirit of God in a room, I think that something so supernatural and special takes place. And then you get songs like my first single, Come and See, and just it's amazing to be a part of, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And will you have the chance then to perform some of those songs for any Christmas concerts, tours, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm on tour right now with Cochran and Company,
Oh, yeah.
and we are on a Christmas tour. So I'm performing both songs each night.
Wow.
I'm actually on tour right now. Today's an off day for me. But we're all over the states. We've got like 15 dates, 15 different cities. And yeah, it's been amazing. Been
Will
so
you
cool.
get a break in between there to spend Christmas with family?
Yeah, so like I've got like today's an off day. I get like 2 days a week where I get to chill, which is cool. And then, but now we're booked all the way up until December 24th, which is amazing. I'm grateful for God's provision and for being able to do this, what I love, but I'm a little tired.
Yeah,
But I
I
do get to be off starting the 24th of December for like 10 days. And so I'm just gonna disconnect from work and from music and just be with my family and eat a lot of food and make Christmas cookies and all the things.
Thank you for spending one of your days off with us. We really appreciate it. With Christmas just around the corner, I was wondering if you had any messages, holiday wishes that you would say to your fans that have been eagerly anticipating the release of some of your Christmas music.
Yeah, I mean, first off, Merry Christmas, early Christmas. And let's celebrate it all year long if we can. I'm down for that. No, but I would just say that like I pray that this year, this season, this Christmas time is special, for everybody listening and for the fans. Thank you for your support and for, awaiting this music. I'm glad you finally have it and can hear it. But more importantly, I pray that God would just give you such a sense of peace this season. And no matter what you're walking through personally or with your family, that you would be able to find joy in this time, because I know it's not easy for everyone at this time of year, but God is faithful, He's sovereign, and Holy Spirit really does give peace. And so I pray that over everybody listening. I pray that that's what this Christmas season is like.
Thank you, Jeremy.